Chapter 38. Jesse stood with Jen and Nina Pinheiro at the foot of the long, sloping lawn of the Crown Estate. At the top of the slope, the children sat on the floor of the big front porch while one of the two teachers read them a book. "Kids know about the murder?" Jesse said.
"Vaguely," Nina said.
"Press?" Jesse said.
"We've been able to keep them away pretty well,"
she looked at Jen.
"Until now."
"I'm Jen Stone," Jen said, "Channel 3 News."
"Stone?" Nina said. "Any relation?"
"We used to be married," Jesse said.
"Does that give her special status?" Nina said.
"Yes," Jesse said, "it does."
"I won't bother the children," Jen said. "I'm just gathering background for a larger story I'm working on."
"Didn't you used to do weather?" Nina said. Jen grinned at her.
"Sure did.
Want some information on cold fronts and high-pressure systems?" Nina smiled.
"No," she said, "I very much don't."
"No one seems to," Jen said, "except program directors and station managers."
"I would prefer you not talk to the children," Nina said.
"No need," Jen said. "I have a lot of film from the first day they arrived." "Nina," Jesse said, "do I recall you saying that one of these Crown Estate kids had a brother in the Horn Street Boys?"
Nina looked at Jen.
"This conversation is off the record," Nina said.
"Of course," Jen said.
"Yes," Nina said to Jesse, "there's a brother."
"What's his name?
Why do you want to know?"
"The Horn Street Boys have a connection to the victim," Jesse said, "and a connection to the school. And the victim was found on school grounds."
"You think the Horn Street Boys are involved?"
"I only know what I told you," Jesse said. "I don't even have a theory yet."
"I won't give you a name," Nina said. "I shouldn't have even mentioned the brother."
"Why?" Jen said.
"Improving life for these kids is so fragile a proposition," she said. "Anything can ruin us."
"Like having the head person in this program rat one of their brothers to the cops?" Jesse said.
"Just like that," Nina said.
"But since you know of the relationship, the two boys must have some regular contact," Jesse said.
"Yes."
"So it's possible," Jesse said, "that the Horn Street Boys know about the Crown Estate project, and maybe even about the local opposition."
"Yes."
"You think they were making a statement?" Jen said.
"I have no idea," Nina said.
"We're not the enemy," Jen said. "We're just trying to help."
"That may be true," Nina said, "but what I said is also true. I don't know anything more about the Horn Street Boys than what I've told you."
Jesse said, "Thank you, Nina," and turned and walked toward his car. Jen lingered a moment and then said, "Thank you," and followed Jesse.
"That wasn't very productive," Jen said as they drove back across the causeway.
"I had to confirm what was a very passing remark, make sure I heard it right, so I'm not wasting time with a theory that isn't so."
"Meticulous," Jen said.
"It's mostly what the work is about," Jesse said, "keeping track of stuff."
"I wonder why people like Nina are so hostile to the media," Jen said.
"You and Nina have different goals," Jesse said. "Even in the best case, you are trying to get at the truth. She is trying to salvage a few kids."
"Are the two incompatible?" Jen said.
"Sometimes, yes," Jesse said. "Sometimes, no. People like Nina are intensely aware of the incompatible possibility."
"You said best case. What's a worst case?"
"That your goal is not truth, but advertising revenue," Jesse said.
Jen smiled.
"Oh," she said, "that."